AT&T's got the cables, DirecTV has the satellite dishes, and Comcast Time Warner will have a big new rival. With the Marketplace Midday Update, I'm David Brancaccio, coming to you from the studios of the BBC in London this week. AT&T is buying satellite TV company DirecTV for about $48 billion. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on what's behind the deal.
Media mergers tend to be heavy on corporate buzzwords. Synergy is an old favorite. Bundle is popular these days. And Jonathan Chaplin at New Street Research says this deal is bundle-licious.
They can bundle this with a broadband product and offer a bundle of voice, video, and broadband, which they haven't been able to do in a lot of their footprint up until now.
AT&T wants to sell you everything on one bill. Grabbing America's biggest satellite provider lets them do that nationwide. If all goes through, AT&T will be the second largest pay TV operator. That means regulators will take a close look. Chaplin and other analysts believe AT&T's offer to make concessions will be enough.
This is a deal that's going to get through.
DirecTV's Latin American business is also a factor, says Macquarie senior analyst Amy Young.
There's a clear growth opportunity for AT&T over the next few years.
The companies expect the deal to close within a year. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
In another major story on our radar this morning, AstraZeneca has rejected what Pfizer says is its last offer, one worth $116 billion. AstraZeneca stock is down 12%, with market players assuming that the big pharmaceuticals deal is now off. That is dragging down European markets. We'll have more on that in a moment. But now let's check some other markets. What London market report would be complete without a visit to Smithfield Market, where even at 1:30 in the morning in London, you can buy wholesale bits of cattle? Mitchell Hux works at Absalom & Tribe at Smithfield.
Don't know anywhere else you're going to get beef at 2 in the morning, so that's a plus point. Get a really good deal as well. I mean, you go and buy a chicken fillets in the supermarket, I'm talking £12 a kilo. We do them for £3.80 a kilo. So you can see the difference. I mean, if you've got families that are struggling a little bit, they're going to save a hell of a lot of money, and that can go on other things. I know times are hard at the minute. We're always willing to help.
Coming to you from London this week, where the mayor here is calling for a building to be renamed in honor of a Russian accountant. Sergei Magnitsky died in Russian custody after being arrested on tax evasion charges. His supporters say he was killed by the Russians for calling attention to corruption, something Russian officials deny. Now, his colleague, Jameson Firestone, an American lawyer, has been forced to relocate his business to London, where he helps American and European companies try to do business in Russia. He says London offers something Moscow does not when it comes to transacting business, the rule of law. Mr. Jameson, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So if a Russian business person wants to do a merger, acquisition, cross-border transaction of some kind or resolve a dispute, there's you doing so much work out of London. Why London instead of, say, Moscow for you?
Well, for me personally, because it's no longer safe for me to be in Moscow, unfortunately. So I am somewhat forced to work out of London. And London is the most logical place to do Russian work if you're not in Russia itself, because there's such a high concentration of Russians in London, and also it's a place that Russians like to invest.
You must sit there at those meetings where international businesses are trying to make the decision about whether or not to get into Russia, to go into Russia. And this level of corruption, as you see it, weighing heavily on that decision.
Oh, look, I built my business initially on inward investment, people coming into Russia, buying companies, and I was a great believer. But unfortunately, the country's gone a different way. There isn't a lot of inward investment into Russia anymore. There isn't a lot of mergers and acquisitions anymore. And that's not coming back anytime soon.
You don't think so? I mean, this is going to be a longer-term trend with investment money.
Absolutely. I can see it. I mean, all of my clients who are in Russia now are not – no one's having a good year. And it's not – this is not an economic collapse where something just goes wrong in the stock market and you wait 3 years. This is a realization by the world that Russia is run by a dangerous criminal regime, and that regime isn't going anywhere. And so – the only thing that's going anywhere is money. It's coming out of Russia so fast you can't even count it.
And a lot of it's actually ending up in London.
Absolutely. London real estate has become probably the greatest currency there is. It's always increasing in value, and you can live in it. So you can send your wife and your children there and stay in Russia and continue to make your money. And also you can put your money in English banks. And it is really a lovely country. It's 4 hours away by flight and 4 hours off the Russian time zone or 3 hours off the Moscow time zone, depending on the time of year. So it's really the top destination for Russians to park their money and their families.
Jameson Firestone is a London-based attorney with the law firm FDS. Mr. Firestone, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And in 1714, there was something called the Longitude Prize here in Britain. Could somebody, anybody, figure out how to make navigation on the high seas more accurate? A clockmaker from Yorkshire won that one with a super-accurate chronometer that allowed a ship to pinpoint its longitude, thereby revolutionizing world trade. Now, there is a new competition worth today $16 million for someone who answers a pressing new scientific or technological challenge facing society. This time, the British public will be asked to identify the problem to be answered, with possibilities ranging from healthcare to the environment. From London this week, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.